Reisa Sarah Ravke Vachrenichen. Not to stray after our hearts, after our eyes. What is this? Leisa Sur Achir Vavchem, says Rashi, based on the Medrash, is Minus. Heretical ideas, Apikorsis. Vachre Nechem is Zinus. Is inappropriate relationships. As Pasuk says, Aisa Kach, Liki Hi Shara Be'enai, with Shimshon. I want this this woman because she is. She is upright in my eyes. Shetim zaynim achreim. As avoy dezara. As the pastor says, v'yiznu achrei abaylim. So zunus can refer to avoy dezara. Tavacha, another pshat, lois asur achir vavchem, tells us, she'aynayim holchim achrei alif, that the eyes go after the heart. Meaning, the first spy, as it were, is the heart. Because the eyes, and the eyes follow what the heart desires, what the heart wants to see. Alev achrei einayim, which always is it that the heart goes after the eyes. Amras. V'chilayish summa eisa kotayavas ba'ilam. Even though a blind person doesn't necessarily see it, doesn't see anything, his heart will still desire things that he shouldn't do. And therefore, Magid Sheinayim Holchin Achrei Alev, that everything follows the heart. Everything follows the heart, even a blind person that can't see anything. It says first, Achrei Levavchem, and then Achrei Neichem. First thing is, what does our heart desire? And then our eyes will feast on that which our heart desires. There's a lot going on. A lot going on in this Rashi. I think it's instructive to learn through the Malbim. Take a little bit of time, but I think it's worth it. The Malbim says, many people think that the arousal of the desires of the heart for Averus comes from physical stimulation. Like we say, Ayin Ro'eh Lev Chomed, that people's eyes see their heart's desire, and therefore, Ein Adam Misaveh El Mashi Ro'eh, another person who desires that which his eye sees. But Chazal say it's not true. It's not that we get stimulated from what our eyes see. It's that our eyes see that which we desire. And therefore, lo yisasu achir vavchem. And then, achir enichem. Because first our hearts ensnare us. They entrap us to desire certain things. Or to behave in a certain way. And then we follow the eyes. And that's why Chazal bring this this mashal of a blind person who still has real desires, even though they can't see anything. So what's going on? First point is that everything follows the heart. As the Torah says, it's a surah of Avchem, and then Acharei Nechem. Because we only see the things that we're interested in seeing. The things that our hearts desire, the things we place our focus on. And things that we're not interested at all in, we just don't see. Right? You know, you can have three people reading a newspaper, says Rav Chaim Freelander. You can have three people reading a newspaper. One sees the politics, and what he sees, he reads. The second one's looking at who's got engaged. And so you see, looking at the notices. Third one's looking for an apartment, so he's looking in the adverts. Everyone sees what they want to see. And what you don't want to see, you don't notice. And that's true in general. People go to events for different reasons. They see what they want to see. They don't see what they don't want to see. To be continued.